pro-Russia protesters faced off with riot police across from Kharkiv's regional government building. They support Moscow's occupation of Crimea, but insist they are not separatists.
We'll settle it ourselves. We don't want war. We need peace. We want peace. We want to live in a peaceful country. And all questions regarding Crimea, regarding everything, we'll settle this without you, without America. America, go home. Leave.
But just a day later, thousands of others rallied for Ukraine's unity, voicing anger at Russian President Vladimir Putin's aggressive moves on Crimea. These protesters welcome U.S. and EU help to pressure Russia to back down.
If he's been asked by political outcasts to bring in his troops, that doesn't mean it was our entire people's wish. We're Russians living in Ukraine. We don't want him here. We're not against Russian people. Russian people are good people, but we're against Putin. Putin is a fascist.
Despite their shared history and culture, separate schools are helping divide ethnic Russians and Ukrainians, says Kharkiv University history professor Sergei Kudelko.
In this city, there have never been clashes on an ethnic basis. The only large city in Ukraine where there have never been clashes along ethnic lines in all its history. And I believe that we will preserve, even now in these very uneasy conditions, this peace that is the most precious thing, human life and harmony. So the politicians should have enough wisdom to defuse this difficult situation.
In the meantime, Ukrainians are feeling the emotional brunt of Moscow's intervention.
Putin has done the most terrible thing. He has already sown discord between our two peoples. I am saying this on your camera that I hate Russia. I hate the Russian, and I am Russian. That's what he's done.
Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.